You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues, Vice President Mike Pence is praising immigration officials.
And let me assure you that in a challenging time, in the midst of a humanitarian and security crisis on our southern border, on behalf of the president, myself, our entire administration, I'm here to say we are with you.
The 88-day search is over for a Wisconsin teen who went missing back in October. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss was found alive last night. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald identifies the suspect.
The suspect was arrested and is currently being held in the Barron County Jail. That suspect is Jake Thomas Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. He is 21 years old from Gordon, Wisconsin.
As far as the condition of Kloss?
She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital.
For more, find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The CDC is predicting a spike in flu cases before the month ends. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Latest data from the Centers for Disease Control shows high numbers of influenza cases in New York City, as well as 19 states. The CDC describing flu activity as widespread, with the highest hospitalization rates among young children. The hardest hit states are mainly in the South and along the Gulf Coast. Doctors say it's still not too late to get a flu shot, though. The flu season can last well into spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the partial government shutdown continuing, about 800,000 federal employees are not getting paid today. Republican Senator Shelley Capito says this isn't good that folks aren't getting paid.
We have prison guards in my area. We have federal prison guards I'm very concerned about. Obviously, a lot of people live in paycheck to paycheck. That is going to, I think, put additional pressure on everybody.
And at midnight tonight, this will become the longest shutdown in American history. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable.